الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, we were talking about the issue of taqwa. A good way to visualize what taqwa is to think of an aircraft. An aircraft will fly only if it has two wings. Or a bird will fly only if it has two wings. I'm sure nobody's ever seen a bird with one wing. Or a plane with one wing. If one wing falls off, the plane will crash. Taqwa is the combination of khashyatullah and the hub of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The combination of fear of the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These two, when they combine, it becomes taqwa. Taqwa is the fear of offending the one we love. So imagine a plane. So taqwa is the body of the plane. And one wing is khashyatullah, and the other wing is the hub and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and informed him that a young sahabi was in his last moments, he was dying. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to his house and he found him lying on his bed. And he went there and he asked him, he said, "What is your state? How are you?" And the man said, "Ya Rasulullah, I'm afraid of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah will punish me for my sins. And I'm also hopeful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive me out of His mercy and His forgiveness." So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save you from that which you fear, and He will give you that which you hope for." This was the bashara for the sahabi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, in Surah Sajda, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. Allah said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised those people who stand up in the night, get up from their sides in the night, and this refers to the tahajjud salah, and stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala بين الخوف وطمع, between fear and hope. Fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger, hope comes because we love Allah. So between fear and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bayn al-khawfi wa tama'. Wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqoon, and who spend from what we have given. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes and hates, the worst thing that He hates is bukhl, is stinginess. So the more you give, the more you get. So taqwa is this position between fear and hope. Now, question to ask is, when we know this, what is it that prevents us from attaining this level of taqwa? And before we go to that, let me also link up with mimma razaqnahum yunfiqoon, where the spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been specifically mentioned with respect to this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned also in another place in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Allah said, "By no means can you or shall you attain al-birr, the level of piety and righteousness, which means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reward, unless you spend in the cause of Allah that which you love. And whatever of good you spend, Allah knows it well." So it's not a question of just giving something which is spare or, you know, which I have finished and used and so on. Alhamdulillah, everything is good. Nothing wrong in doing any of that. But if you really want to reach the level of birr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love, then we must be prepared to give something which we love, something which we really like, which will within quotes hurt to give. And I'll come to the point of how we have to stop it from hurting. So the point is that this giving is very, very important. And for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ عَيُنْ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah said, if they know, as a result of these things, as a result of standing in the night before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bayna al-khawfi wa tama, and as a result of giving charity, especially that which you love the most, Allah said, if they know what I have kept for them hidden, as a result of this will be the coolness of their eyes. And this is the bayan of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, I mean, the way to interpret that is that it will be something which we will be absolutely delighted with. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us all among those who will deserve this from Him, inshallah, when we meet Him. So the issue of taqwa. Now, what is it that, as I said, we know all this, But what is it still that drives us to do things which we know are wrong, which we know anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we still do them? So if you look at the symbol of taqwa, which I said is a plane with two wings or a bird with two wings, then it means that somewhere when we are doing something wrong, then the khashyat of Allah, that wing has fallen off. There's no fear of Allah. Because at that point in time, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when the thief is stealing, when the person is committing fornication, when his zani is doing zina, his iman has left him and it is hovering over his head. Now imagine if you die in that state, what happens? Huh? So the point is that when you are committing a sin, and as I mentioned yesterday, there's no such thing as a small sin and a big sin, because if anyone who considers a sin to be small is automatically committing a big sin, because to consider a sin to be small, to consider the disobedience of Allah to be small itself is a major sin. Because it says issue of arrogance. You say, "Arey, choti chiz hai kya hai, Allah Ta'ala." So that itself shows arrogance towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you are committing a sin, the wing of khashyat has fallen off. And so obviously the plane will crash. Right? So now what is it that makes us do this? In my opinion, there are two things which make us commit sins even though we know it is wrong. I don't think there is anything which we do. If we do something with complete lack of knowledge, then inshallah there is no sin in that. Because it's like fasting. When you are fasting, you forgot you were fasting and you eat something, then your fast is intact. Even if you remember afterwards, and even if you have eaten a full meal, your fast is still intact because you did that without awareness. So similarly, so when we are saying sin, it means automatically that you are doing it with awareness. You know it is wrong, still you are doing it. Now why do we do that? We do it, in my opinion, for two reasons. One reason we do it is because of our own nafs. We like to do it. And you know and I know, there is pleasure in those things. There is pleasure in those things. There is pleasure, for example, in committing things, and I don't want to make a list of the sins, but there is pleasure. I mean, if there was actually pain, then nobody would do it. Right? So this is one of the tests that we have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He put pleasure in this thing. So there is pleasure in seeing, in looking at what is haram. There is pleasure in eating and drinking what is haram. There is pleasure in doing actions which are haram. There is pleasure. Nobody denies that. But the key thing is to give up that pleasure for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am giving up my pleasure for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is taqwa. That is taqwa. So the first and most important thing is to change our perception from the pleasure of the sin to the pleasure of the good deed. Now, for a lot of us, may Allah forgive us, we do the sin with pleasure. When we leave it, it is painful. And when we do the good deed, we do it out of duty. We do it out of, even if it is not pain, it is certainly duty. If you go to the masjid for salah, okay, we have to do it, so we do it. I mean, but there is alhamdulillah, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Allah to give us the sawab anyway. That's not the issue. The issue is, but if you go with shauk, with love for that, I mean, this is something amazing. I've got one little fellow who ran away just now. He comes out of love, wallahi. I mean, I tell you, I will be his witness on the day of judgment. He comes out of love, his brother also. I mean, seriously, I'm telling you, this is the beauty of, and that is the upbringing of the parents, wallahi. I mean, there's no child this age, it is because of how the parents bring them up. And alhamdulillah, may Allah bless them. We've got some good examples here. Small ones. But they come. They come out of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They come because they love the masjid. They come running to the masjid. Nobody has to tell them to come. They come. They leave. They're playing the games. They leave the game and they come into the masjid as soon as the azan is announced. Now, this is the doing the good deed for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the love of the good deed. And that's the beauty of it. Let me give you an example. Take, for example, why do people give charity? There are some people who give charity out of, because it has to be done. Zakat has to be paid, so therefore we pay it. And in the back of the mind, if I don't pay it, I will be punished. So there's alhamdulillah, inshallah, there is sawab also in that. We are not denying the sawab. But think about people who are doing charity only because of the pleasure they get out of doing that charity. I'm talking about people who probably do not even have the concept of akhirah in their mind. Not even Muslims. I was doing some research for my Jumaah tomorrow, and I'm going to quote it there. The top 20 charities in the world, global charities, 2013, 2014 figures, top 20 charities in the world, not a single Muslim name. Not even one Muslim name. Can you imagine? Not even one Muslim name. Top 20 charities in the world. Out of them, If I'm not mistaken, I think all of them are Christian charities. Either clear Christian church charities or charities by people with Christian names. Let me, you know, I mean, if they are, whether they are practicing Christians or not, I don't know, but Christian names. Top one, of course, is Bill and Melinda Gates Charity Foundation. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which also incidentally has Warren Buffett's equal participation in those billions without his name. Now, how do you like that for Ikhlas? How do you like that for Ikhlas? We like to talk about sincerity. We like to talk about the right hand must not know what the left hand did, and the left hand must not know what the right hand did, and so on and so forth. See, if you want to see it in practice, I wish I had a Muslim example. Maybe I'm ignorant, maybe I'm sure there are Muslims doing it, but that level, that man. The pleasure of giving is more than the pleasure of consuming yourself. Now, when people understand this, then they love to give. There is pleasure in consumption. I mean, and again, not all consumption is haram. For example, if you go and buy yourself a nice car, it is not haram. Right? If you buy yourself nice clothes, it is not haram. Most welcome, please do it. It's also sawab. If you do it for yourself, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do it for your children, nothing wrong with that. But imagine buying the same quality of clothes for a poor person. Sending a poor child to school, to a good school, the same school you send your own child to. Imagine the pleasure of that. Yeah, let us take it out of the level of imagination. Stop imagining, do it and see. There's no need to imagine it. Do it and you will know for yourself. The pleasure of giving. So we need to, for the nafs, change from pleasure in sin to pleasure in good deeds. And the second thing which makes us leave taqwa and commit sins is our concern for the approval of the peer group, approval of our friends. We do something wrong, and if somebody tells you, why are you doing this? Nahi sahab, kya karna, loga kya bolenge? What to do? What will people say? Reality is people will say nothing. People are really not bothered. They are not interested. You are not really as interesting as you think you are. You are not really as important as you think you are. Nobody cares. At the most, somebody might tell you, kya kare, ye kahi ko kare, ek bar puchta, sau baar nahi puchta koi bhi. If somebody says, why did you do it? You'd say, I'm doing it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khalas, what is there? But we always have this thing, what will people say? What will people say? Also, as I have said many times before, no matter what you want to do, you will always have friends. Believe me, there is no one without friends in this world. The worst criminal who is running huge, drug rackets and prostitution rackets and whatnot, believe me, he's not short of friends. He's got plenty of friends. And the most pious person who's spending his life and his time in trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has friends. The issue is, what kind of friends? He has his kinds of friends, you have your kinds of friends. So don't worry about friends. You will always have friends. No matter what you do, there will always be somebody who says this is a good thing. So don't worry about people. Let people say whatever they want. It makes no difference to you one way or the other, because they don't feed you, they don't clothe you, they don't shelter you, they can't give you sickness, they can't give you health, they can't take away your difficulties, they will not come into your khabar with you, nothing. People's opinion is worthless. Think and be concerned only about the opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Because He feeds you, He clothes you, He sustains you, He takes away your difficulty, He takes away your sickness, He takes away your pain, and He will be your help and your hope when we go into the qabr, and it is before Him that we will stand. I will not stand before you, you will not stand before me. Together we will not stand before anybody else. We stand all of us by ourselves individually before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So forget about the people, be concerned with yourself. So two things that prevent us, our nafs and our false concern for the opinion of others. And what to do for the nafs? Convert the pleasure from sin into the pleasure from virtue. And for the people, forget the people. Think only of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us and enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him, and to save us from His disobedience, and to bring it to our concern and attention that disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the worst calamity that we can ever fall into. And we ask Allah to save us from that. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmatullahi.